The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello again, listeners. I'm Greg. You would have known that from the first show if Chuck played the intro, but he didn't. Great job, nitwit. Anyway, I want to welcome you to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea Halloween special. I'm still trying to understand how in God's name these two got a radio show. It's baffling. They both have the common sense of a bag of dehydrated fruit. Now I know Chuck. And he isn't the brightest or the smartest, but it's so adorable to watch him try. And well, Billy, he thinks the mystery meat in the cafeteria is a culinary art form. I wish I had a 16-ounce bottle of holy water right now so I could bless the studio, because after these two are done with it, it definitely needs to be cleansed. But I guess they have to be introduced. And why does it have to be me? Anyway, here's your fun-loving duo, Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. We hope you enjoy, or probably struggle through the pain of listening again. I'll see you after the show.
What is up? Well, that was...
Thanks, Greg. We appreciate you.
Yeah, that was really kind, I guess.
So kind.
So adorable. I'm so adorable.
You are.
Yeah. Especially when I struggle with being smart, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. And that mystery meat, and he's right on target.
You love that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that is a culinary art.
It is. One thing we didn't mention last week is we had our show, our podcast was... 4 years to the day before we did our actual show here, so it was like a new chapter.
It was like an anniversary.
Yeah, it was like a new chapter being...
Oh, I should have brought a present.
That's sweet.
I could have brought the four-year anniversary present, whatever that is. Cup
of tea.
Something made out of wood.
Do you like this?
Here, I brought you this present.
It's nice. Thanks for the wood.
For our 4 years. what do you get for... I don't know, what has it been, like 25 years that we've known each other?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. What do you get for a 25th anniversary? Renew our vows?
Yeah, we get to renew our vows. Get new wedding rings.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party, guys. Well, speaking of party, we have two guests here tonight.
Yeah, we do. We have two guests, believe it or not.
Yeah, I mean, we have Michael Myers over here and Jason Voorhees. How's it going, guys? That's great.
How are you liking the weather today, Mr. Voorhees, Mr. Myers?
Fantastic. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I love that head nod.
That's great. I mean, you can stop staring at me now. It's creepy.
Yeah, but I think he likes you.
He thinks I'm adorable.
Yeah, just like Greg.
So's Greg.
So we have Trick or Treat coming up. Tomorrow night.
When is Trick or Treat?
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow night.
If anybody knows, just post it in the Facebook Live. That would be great, because I have no idea. Because I don't trick or treat. I'm too old.
And your kids are too old. And
yep. I
wouldn't take my dog trick or treating.
Especially these days.
But I would dress her up if anything would fit her. She's quite large.
Get this on.
Yeah. Put the tutu on right now.
Squeeze in this.
Put on the tutu.
Do it now.
And the leggings.
The leggings. Well, it's I mean, these guys aren't going to talk, but they can hang out, I guess. So it's pumpkin spice season. What do you think the absurdity and funness of that is?
I don't know. I think it's a taste. I think you got to have a taste for it.
It's got to be like an acquired taste
for
some people.
This year was the first year I was actually going to try pumpkin spice, anything, like coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, for instance. And they've been out ever since. Ever since it began, they have been out. It's been unavailable. And I'm like, well, I guess that's a sign, right? You believe in signs, right?
I believe
in signs. I guess that's a sign for me not to try.
It's not a stop sign, everybody.
Yeah, it's not a stop sign. But it's just a sign for me to not try pumpkin spice, although I really was thinking about it because pumpkin is my favorite. Pumpkin pie, pumpkin spice, pumpkin beer. I'm old enough, so.
Yeah, we're old enough. There's pumpkin spice everything. I'm surprised there's not like
pumpkin spice toothpaste.
Oh, good lord. With a little bit of mint.
Yeah, a hint of mint.
A hint of mintiness.
Oh, That would probably be really gross.
Like, but tastes like pumpkin. Why is the mint in it?
Tastes like peppermint tea and pumpkin pie at gagging, the same time.
Gagging while you're trying to brush your teeth.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people do anyway because they brush their tongue, but yeah. Like, I laugh so hard every time I see that. I don't know. I can't help it.
I can't help it either. It's probably one of the funniest things ever.
Yeah.
It's got
not just like brushing teeth, but just that you know, the gagging.
The gagging thing is
some people have like a really weak stomach. Tolerance.
Yeah. They're like, I got this.
Yeah. I just can't help it. It's hilarious.
You're good.
It's like when your friends fall down and you start laughing, but you're really kind of concerned. So you got to ask first, like, are you okay? And then you just continue laughing.
Mike, you have a question?
Laughing. Oh, Mike's got a question. Yes.
Nope. Okay. No, anyway.
Guess not.
Just adjusted his chair, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's scary that they got to be sitting next to me, though.
Well, I mean, they're both staring at me, so it's kind of creepy.
Are you sure they're staring at you, or are they staring into your soul?
Probably both.
That is
they're looking into my eyes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's so nice. It's just bat your lashes.
What do you think? Nice, huh?
To the listeners, he's pointing his eyes up to the ceiling. Yeah. So, yeah.
Like, I can't open them. What do you think of these?
I can look possessed, too.
Yeah, watch. I can show you.
<He's>, I'm winking one or both eyes. You will never know.
So, we know both of you have no eyes, so I don't know how you're looking at me. But anyways,
yeah,
you got shot in yours.
They're deep seeds in there. They're deep seeds in there.
Way back there into the
blackness
crevice of the goo and
of the sea of darkness.
Yeah. Especially Jason.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because he's been sitting in that lake for quite some time.
It's very squishy.
Yeah.
He's leaking on the floor, I think.
Yeah, we're going to have to get
some towels.
We're going to have to get Fred in here.
Freddy?
Fred from the boiler room.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have
to clean it up.
Well, Fred, if you can hear us, please come up here and bring us some towels. And be careful with the knives, please.
Yeah, be careful with the knives.
Very sharp.
We do want to walk out today.
Yeah, we want to be like...
without, you know, bleeding everywhere.
Without putting Band-Aids on.
Because then you're
going
to have to clean that up, too.
Exactly.
Can you imagine trying to Band-Aid that?
Yeah, no.
Yes, because people try to Band-Aid their lives, too, I know. Okay.
Let me put a Band-Aid on this because I have a boo-boo.
Okay, Dr. Phil.
We got you, Dr. Phil. Thanks. I was thinking, like...
You were thinking?
Yeah, it's pretty sad, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
I was thinking... See the smoke, guys? Can you see the smoke? Okay, good. I was thinking that Halloween costumes. I know we talked about this last week, but horrible Halloween costumes. Like, people think they look good, but they're terrible. You know, like if somebody goes as Deadpool, but it really looks like they're just wearing pajamas.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but at least they're comfortable.
But it's like, I'm Deadpool. No.
If they feel like leaving and they want to go home and go to bed, they can't. They can just go to bed.
I just want to know what the worst costume is.
I don't know.
I'd say like a washer and dryer.
What's the worst? What's the yeah? What's the worst costume you ever wore?
The worst costume I ever wore.
I can tell you one of the best costumes I ever wore.
Yeah, I can tell you that. But I think the worst costume I ever wore. I think I was 14, and it was a Chewbacca outfit, and it was so hot. Like not in that sense, I was dying. Like yeah. I was.
No, I can imagine. It's
I was
all
cooking like I was
hair.
In a crock pot.
Like slow bad. Cooking.
Slow cooking. You could smell the sweet pork, and it was it was so bad, dude.
Smell the sweet pork.
People are like, "Someone cooking? What is that?
What is that bacon smell?"
I couldn't even make the Chewbacca. And I'm like, Dot from the sweat.
Yeah, you could because of all the sweat going into your mouth.
I was dying, man. It was just bad. And people were like, I love your outfit. I was like, wear it.
Yeah.
But I think that was the worst costume. I think my favorite costume was, I actually had an awesome Freddy Krueger mask. And yeah. I wore, it was amazing. And I looked great as Freddy. I had the sweater, I had the pants, the ripped pants, the
sweater,
boots. It was awesome. But sorry, Mike, I know I dress as you almost every year, but anyways.
Yeah. That's my go-to.
What about you? What was your worst costume?
The worst? I can't even remember. I'd have to go way back, probably, when I was a kid.
Way back.
When I wore that plastic face you know, that thing that covered my face. Yeah, the milk carton that covered my face, dude. And I'm like, and you can't breathe in it, and you try to talk, and it's
and it sounds just like this, and you try to take a treat,
and you can barely say the words.
And I like when you go to the elderly people's homes, they're like, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh? What? What?
Trick or treat? Huh?
But I think one of my favorite costumes that I ever had was it was a toilet. Okay. Yeah. No. For real, dude. It was a toilet, and I was like the way the costume is a whole toilet and somebody's sitting on it, and there's like legs dangling. So if I squatted where I was,
yeah,
it looked like I was sitting on the toilet. And the best part was I even brought magazines. So, and they weren't.
That's amazing.
And they weren't Women's Day, okay?
Yeah, they weren't Women's Day. They were.
But it was hilarious, and I think I might have won a contest for that one. That was a long time ago.
I won a contest for the Michael Myers outfit I wore because the mask was the original mask, and yeah, now I don't have it due to reasons. But anyways,
Mike said. Or he did something just now.
He's picking the gum out from underneath the desk.
Oh.
Relax, man.
I know that you're upset that people wear your mask for Halloween, but, I mean, you're an icon.
Yeah, you're an icon.
How can you not be proud of...
Relax, Jason. Don't get upset. Being an icon. You're amazing, too, man. You're awesome.
Jason, you are awesome every Friday the 13th, okay? Because everybody watches you every Friday the 13th, and I think there's a couple during the year.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple. Like,
where poor Michael Myers over here, everybody gets enthralled with Michael Myers and Halloween, you know, at one point, one time of the year.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
actually, yeah. I watch it all year long.
Me too. So, you know,
yeah, I like horror movies. So
horror.
I love horror movies.
I love horror movies. I just don't like the newer horror movies.
Some of them, the remakes.
Some of them are terrible. Some of them are just...
Although I did like the new Chucky.
That wasn't bad.
Because it kind of came with the time. So, like, back in our day,
yep.
You know, a killer doll,
yep.
You know, that was supposed to be our little buddy,
yeah,
is scary to a kid. But, like, nowadays with the way technology works
and AI.
This thing, AI,
yep.
Like, that could creep out the generation, you know?
Yep. Why is it moving? Is it supposed to? Yeah, but why does it have a knife? Yeah. Is it supposed to? Wait, why? What? Like,
its eyes are red and not blue. Why?
Is that the camera? Oh, the cameras are on. Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Yep.
The cameras are on.
Yeah, it's watching your every move. It's almost like that other, what was that other doll one? The AI doll. And it was a female.
Oh, Megan.
It was Megan.
Yeah, Megan, yeah.
Or
was it Megan?
Megan or Megan? Megan.
Something.
It was Megan.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Megan.
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
That was good. That was really
good.
Because
I think that actress was like sort of a contortionist.
Yep.
Because she was able to move the way she was able to move in that movie.
Yep.
Dude.
She was like, dun, 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 dun.
She was awesome. She was overprotective, though.
I
think that was really what it was. She was just really overprotective.
Yeah, there was a bunch of scenes in there people got mad at, but.
Yeah, well.
They're like, why'd she push the kid? Because he's mean.
Because.
He's a bully.
Right. Sticking up for your friend.
Yeah, you're sticking up for your friend, AI. Love you.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to stick up to bullies for their friends? For real.
Exactly.
Yeah, you see somebody getting their butt talked about.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Hey, man, that's not cool.
I think, you know, nowadays it's a lot easier for me to stand up to bullies. Somebody's doing something wrong, I'm going to say something.
Oh, yeah.
You see it, you say it. See yeah. something, say something.
See something, say something, guys. Do it right.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost break time. We got 1 minute. But
yeah, we're going to have to play what? PSA?
We are.
Ooh.
This time it's going to work, people.
Yeah. This time it's not going to be just dead air. What do you think about that, Michael Myers?
Yeah.
All right. That's
he loves
what I thought.
Dead. He loves dead.
Yeah, he does love dead air.
Dead air.
Dead anything.
Oh, just dead? Dead.
Just dead.
Okay. He's nodding. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's a big nod, too.
We understand, sir.
We keep talking to Michael. We're going to have to, you know, address Jason every now and then because, you know, like I said, I do want to walk out of here with my life.
Yeah. He's.
I value well,
we
my
made
life.
Sure that they confiscated their weapons yes. before they came in here.
Yeah. They did do the weapon confiscation thing.
It's. Don't worry.
You're going to get it back.
We're going to give it back. It's not a. Don't worry about it. Relax.
Listen,
it's understandable you're upset. So, yeah, so it's like it's break time. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Well, seconds.
30
we'll be
seconds, back. I think.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sondrini.com.
Well, there we go.
Okay, all nice. Right. Go to Sondrini.
Thank you, Sondrini and BCC. We love you.
And for all of you out there right now, you're listening to WTBR 89.7 FM Pittsfield.
Yes. WTBR.
WTBR.
Did we get that right?
Did we get it right?
Did we get it right? We did.
We did.
Nods, okay. Guys, nods. Thank you.
Yeah, right.
All right,
right
Jason right, and right, right, right. Jason all and Mike
right,
agree.
All right, all right.
They're like, all right.
Yeah. All right, all right, all right.
Wouldn't that be the funniest thing ever, seeing Matthew McConaughey play Michael?
Oh, God. He'd be like, I think he'd be too skinny.
He'd be like, all right, all right, all right. No, you can't talk.
All right, all right, all right.
You like breathing that way?
Yeah. I'd be like... He'd be playing Jason doing that instead of like you hear instead of hearing the music TGIF in the background. Yeah. You hear all right.
Yeah, like all right.
Yeah,
that's exactly what would be like.
All right.
People like. That's not what he's supposed to. That's not what he's supposed to say.
That would be great for a spoof. Not that there's a million other spoofs out there for
true,
movies, but like that would be great for that. For that
would be hilarious. What would you call it? Friday the 16th?
Yeah.
We missed
Friday
it by
the almost 13th.
Yeah, Friday almost the 13th.
Yeah,
Friday's close, but yep. It's not the 13th.
This Friday was Friday. And next Friday might be the 13th. Like, that would
we
be
got
great.
This.
That'd be great. We should make one. Let's make it.
We should.
We'll do it on our phone cameras. We'll make a movie.
That would look great and terrible all at once.
It'd be perfect. It'd be like one of those B movies, you know, like those.
It'd be more like a C movie.
Like a
this
Z movie.
This is terrible. Why like, did these guys make this?
Like an N movie. I'm never going to buy that.
Yeah, never going to watch it either.
Mm-hmm.
NW movie, not watching.
Not watching it. This is rated NW.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Not watching.
Yeah, not watching this.
Or DW, don't watch.
Yeah.
Watch this.
We're the best.
But that would be interesting to try to make a movie on your phone. Actually,
I mean, you could do it.
I mean, it has like a movie setting, I believe.
Well, I mean, the iPads and stuff like that have like the iMovie and stuff like that. We can do that. Yeah, we could. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Well, we I mean, I have.
All right.
Like,
what, and like right what? Before he, like, you know, goes to off somebody, he's like, all right.
All right.
It's going to be all right. Just kidding.
And they're like, huh? And then they get butchered.
It'd be very confusing. What do you guys think about that, Mike and Jason? Yeah, that's what I thought.
They Jason's agree. Just looking at you and then looks at me like, why are you doing that?
Why are we here? Why are we here?
I mean, you guys are free to leave. We don't have a problem with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can totally go.
You can totally walk out.
Or you can just sit there.
Or ignore what I just told you. But anyways, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So are you guys going trick-or-treating tomorrow?
Awesome. Good answer.
Yeah, that's the best answer I've heard all night.
That is the best answer I've heard this entire afternoon.
I've heard it was for the show. That's
yeah.
The best.
Yeah, that is the best.
So if anybody's got any like... nobody gave us a jingle.
Nope, I know.
Why? Did you guys not send us a jingle?
You know what? That's going to be an open
We're going to leave it open.
We're going to leave that open for as long... as we are here.
But we gotta
I think
remember.
We should do that often.
Yeah, do a jingle. Like I said, our email is...
Yeah, like 30 seconds, 45 seconds long.
Yeah, our email is cnb NYCOT, N-Y-C-O-T, at gmail.com. That's all you have to do.
Send us a clip.
Send us a little clip, something.
And the winner of the jingle toss will be, it'll be played. It'll be played. On. So make sure, and we'll give you credit. So make sure that it's clean for the radio.
Yeah, make sure it's clean.
So, yeah, I mean, that would be a lot of fun. And we'll give it a play for them. We'll give them some credit for it. We just need to make sure you email us the jingle and your name. And we will air it for you once we pick the best one.
Yeah, and if you do
win, we'll play it every week.
If you do win, you get to hang out with Jason and Michael Myers for the night. I'm sure you're not going to be around after that. But, you know, it's why not, right?
Yeah. We'll have you come down. We'll have you come down to the studio.
Yeah,
maybe.
Come down. Maybe. Sit in the middle of them.
Yeah.
Because Billy's way too close to Michael right now.
Yeah, it's
kind of awkward.
All right.
Michael keeps staring at Billy, and Jason's looking at me.
Yeah, I think he's mad at me because I got that really cool mask this year.
He's like, I like that one. Mine's cool, but you didn't see it.
Yeah, I did. You sent me a picture.
No, he didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, Mikey didn't see it. I know what it looks like.
Yeah. You want to see it, Mike? No, I'm not showing it. But anyway, don't sit. Sit. Relax. I'm just joking.
You do realize that he can find just about anything in here.
Yeah, I know. The mic, he wouldn't even care. He'd just take me out with it.
Yeah. And right through your eyeball.
And not on a date either.
No.
We should take these guys out to
Applebee's.
D&D.
Yeah.
And be like, you want a donut?
Applebee's.
Dude. I don't know how they're going to eat it.
We'll go at 9 o'clock at night at Applebee's. Don't they have the thing at 9?
What thing?
The half.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll take them there.
Seeing these two all washed up, trying to do things like...
Dollar margarita. Have a drink. Are you thirsty?
Jason would just pour it in his face. Would it make a difference?
Yeah, he'll just pour it all over his mask.
Send everyone...
That's it. That's all it's going to be.
It would be so funny watching it just drizzle out. You're doing a good job, Jay. Keep going.
Yeah, that looks great. Does it taste good, too, or is it just not making it?
The worms are in the way. Move those.
Yeah, the worms. Get rid of the dirt and the worms.
Yeah, clean off the mask a little bit, and you'll be fine.
That's what the alcohol will do. It'll just clean off the mask a bit, you know?
Yeah, make it look nice.
Just in case, you know, if you get really close to somebody, and you don't want to give them any kind of infection if you cut them. I sure hope you have a first aid kit available.
But I guarantee you, if he does cut them, they'll be
all right. They'll be just fine. There's a hospital that's not far from here. It's good.
Yeah, you're fine. Don't worry about it. I might take a few minutes to get there, but if you get there,
yeah,
you might hijack it.
You might have to sit in the hallway for a while. You just never know.
You're like, I love this bed. Look at these walls. I love the wallpaper.
Meanwhile, Michael Myers is doing a rampage through the hospital. I love this wallpaper.
You have to yell at him like, Michael.
I got this in my house.
You have to yell at Michael. Michael, this isn't part two. Knock it off.
No. You're not there. Yeah, you're not fooling anybody, buddy.
Stop it. You're too short.
Yeah. That would be me.
No,
you know, and some of them, Michael Myers is about 7 foot tall.
Some but the original,
like 6'3".
The original is 5'9".
5'9", I think. Perfect.
I'm 5 something. I'm there.
I'm 5 something.
I'm 5 something.
Depends on what shoes I wear.
Yeah, if I wear my booties, I'm tall.
If I wear my boots.
I'm going to wear my booties out tonight, right now. Put it
Make
on
sure
my
you take your boots off when you get to the door. If you don't take your boots off, you're going to drag mud all over the house.
You guys need to take them off right now.
You can drag mud and leaves and all kinds of crud all over the house.
All the goo-goos.
So make sure you take your boots off, even if you're trick-or-treating and only coming for about 30 seconds.
I have a story. You ready for this?
Ooh, story time.
I think I was at Walmart or somewhere. I have this little skeleton hanging in my rearview mirror, right? And I was, like, messing with it because it twisted its head all the way around, so it looked kind of weird. I was like, what happened? I turned it back around. Like, oh, okay. So this lady, I don't know. I just don't know. She goes, you should be nice to that thing. It could have been a person.
What?
It could have been a person.
It could have been.
I was like, what? It's like 6 inches big.
Was
it from Gulliver's Travels? I'm confused.
It was a goblin, or
I was floored, dude. I was just, huh?
I'd have been like, yeah, you're right. Oh wait.
And she got in her car and drove off. Like that was all she had.
Wow.
I just was like, what?
I'd imagine you just sitting there staring for like 5 minutes straight.
I was.
That's a long time to stare.
I was staring at the little skeleton and like, I'm so sorry. I apologize buying you for $1.
I'm so sorry.
Would you like me to bring you back home to your family?
Do you want me to give you a proper burial? I don't know what to do here.
I can put you in a milk carton and send you in the ocean.
You can put a message in a bottle.
Yeah. Just stuff them in there and be like, I want to go home.
Yeah. Help.
I didn't know what to say to her. I just shut my mouth. I didn't say anything. She was could have been a person. I was just like, like my whole facial expression changed.
She was probably joking, but like that's one of those things.
It was just her whole, she was like I do when I try to joke with somebody, I'm totally serious.
Yeah.
And people were like, you're just joking. Okay, maybe you're not.
Yeah.
She was like, that could have been a person. Boop, boop. That was it. Gone. I was like.
Unlocks her car and just gets it.
Yeah, that's all she did.
It could have been a person.
That could have been a person. You evil man.
That makes me think of our friends Brittany and Jessica from
Brittany and Tiffany?
Yeah, Brittany and Tiffany.
Brittany and Tiffany.
They do have a friend, Jessica, too. But that's what that reminded me of just now, Brittany and Tiffany.
Oh, those guys. They're fun. We should get them on here.
Yeah, we should.
We should get Chantel on here.
Oh, Chantel was probably my favorite. The story, the whole shebang is probably my favorite thing because it's just so funny.
She's the infatuation she has for you, dude.
But that's not even it. It's just she's just so fine. I've never heard somebody say their name that many times in a 10-minute span, yeah, or less.
Like, what'd she do? She goes, hi, my name's Chantel, and then she talks for a second, and she goes, my name's Chantel, and then she talks
for a second. Yeah,
it's over and over. It's like, stop.
It's great. It's funny.
It's funny.
I think it's great, but, and I think that if we got her in here, our listeners would think that she was great, too.
We should do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it for next week. Maybe not next week.
Yeah, we still got to find her. I don't even know where she is.
I don't know where she is either. I can probably get a hold of her somehow.
Yeah.
She'll probably be in.
She'll probably be so excited to do it, too.
Oh, my God.
You mean I get to sit there in person?
I'm in next person with Chuck and Billy.
Next to Billy.
He's got our love house. Like, good Lord. I mean, I get it. The name thing over and over and over.
Maybe it's like a nervous thing.
She did. When she called in on our podcast, or like called.
Yeah, and left that message. Yeah.
She said her name at least 30 times.
It was great.
Like over and over. I was like, why is she saying it so many times?
It's like a nervous thing, I think.
It is.
It's hilarious either way. It's like, you could, if there's anything else, like what's a nervous tick that you have? You have to think about that. But her nervous tick is saying her name.
True. That's
so
true.
So can you imagine being as nervous as that?
Yeah.
Where you're just like.
Hi, my name's Chuck.
Yeah.
Like I like doing a radio show. Hi, my name's Chuck. And then we were doing this thing.
I'm Tom.
Like 10-second Tom.
Yeah, that's it.
It's 10-second Chantel.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I don't even know. Did we ever actually go face-to-face with Chantel?
No.
It was just always on the air.
It was always on the air. Wow. She loved the show. She just joined the show. She was happy to be there. There was times where she said that she was in the show, but she didn't want to say anything. She didn't want to, like, join the panel and chit-chat with us and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
nervous, because she can't say my name's Chantel a million times.
Yeah, she can't say
that nervous tick.
Or she can't go, I love you, Billy. I know. Billy like, leave me alone.
It's all right. It's harmless.
Yeah, it's harmless.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Relax, Jason. We're joking.
That's it. It's just a joke.
No one's going to play you. No, Matthew McConaughey's not going to play you next year.
I mean, we put it out there in a radio wave, so who knows?
Yeah.
You never know.
We're going to get a call from Matthew, like, why are you saying that I'm going to play Jason?
All right, I'll do it.
We're like, Christopher Walken playing Jason. I got to go kill this woman and take her out. and a boyfriend.
He'd tell on himself before anything.
He'd be like, I did a bad thing. I'm sorry. All right, man. It's the end of the show, bro.
That's it. That's our 30 minutes.
Thanks, 30 guys. Minutes appreciate it. You guys are the best. Hope to see you next week. Have a good one.
Well, another show down and another so-called exciting episode of Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea has come to a close. Now that Chuck didn't screw this one up like he did their first show, all I have to say is, bravo, Chuck. And Billy, well, was about as useful as a full diaper. So thank you for joining us. And remember, in a world full of lost souls like these two, remember to embrace the absurdity. Keep it dark. Keep it witty. And if you see Chuck or Billy in public, turn the other way, because looking at them is almost like looking at Medusa. They won't turn you to stone, but staring too long may make you throw up. Until next week.